This is 5 Minute Friday! Welcome everyone to a very special edition of the School of Greatness podcast. I'm so excited for our guest today. I had a pleasure of sitting down and connecting with the one and only Alanis Morissette. And for those that don't know who Alanis is, let me just share a little bit about her. Since 1995, Alanis has been one of the most influential singer-songwriter musicians in contemporary music. She's earned 7 Grammy Awards with an additional 14 nominations, a Golden Globe nomination, and sales of over 60 million albums worldwide. In 2015, Alanis was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. And outside of entertainment, she's an avid supporter of female empowerment as well as spiritual, psychological, and physical wellness. Why do you think you were pursuing the overachievement in your teens?
Well, it was one way to be loved. If I was moderate, or if I was even quote-unquote less than average, I would be even more invisible than I was, you know. So for me, it was about being seen. And I could tell there were certain things that were on people's radars, you know. Oh, my talent. Oh, my brain, oh, my poise, or whatever, the top 10 things, fill in the blank, were the things that got the attention that I was so starving for.
Why were you starving for? Were your parents not seeing you?
In some ways, yeah.
We're like brother and sister. I felt the same. I was the youngest of 4.
Okay.
And I never felt seen or acknowledged you know, getting the love that I wanted because my parents were just working multiple jobs,
God
trying to
them.
Take care of
them.
It was like they were crazy because there's 4 kids running around the house.
Yes.
So it's nothing to blame
and
them.
And we're not even taking into consideration all the other internal stuff that's going on for them. And
yeah, and they were fighting constantly and not happy because they got married when they were 18 and because they were pregnant. And
whatever they were up to.
And they weren't living their dreams, so it's like they had their resentments.
And the consciousness level was different then. They weren't, you know, it wasn't a thing to do that, to make sure that the stages of development are, the boxes are checked. And I mean, that wasn't even a conversation. It's almost barely one now, you know.
Just starting,
Yeah, it's starting.
And so you felt like they were never fully seeing you for, or just loving you or acknowledging you as the child you were?
Well, they were doing the best they could, and I definitely felt loved. Mm-hmm. There were just so many aspects of my humanity that were just missed in the crossfire, you know?
That's what I say. I felt loved. Like, my dad always tucked me in and told me he loved me,
of course,
but I didn't like...
It's the specificity of the mirroring. So the stages of development, crassly, quickly, is the touch and the holding.
Yes.
I grew up in the, you know, I was born in the 70s. So wasn't, you know, this is a time feminism also. Context is huge to take into consideration around this. So my mom went back to work right away. My twin brother and I were born. I asked, you know, I was basically wondering about the touch eye contact thing. There's certain key things that happen during that stage where ideally we want the skin on skin eye contact thing.
Yes.
Or breastfeeding. If mom could do it or not, you know, like just being able to have that stage development considered, then the exploration stage. Am I bonded and attached enough to move out into the world? Or is there no one there and moving out into the world is scary? Or is moving out into the world the only option I have? Then the third one is identity, the mirroring. And not just mirroring 2 or 3 things. They call that concave mirroring, where if they just go, I'm going to mirror that you're a great athlete and that you're handsome and that you're, and that you like cars. What about the 6 billion other aspects of you?
Right.
All right. So the mirroring that can be inaccurate, or straight up mirroring that's not accurate, like walking in the house and you go, I'm freezing. And your parent goes, no, you're not. Sit down for dinner.
You're like, you're fine.
Yeah. You're like, your eyes are crossing. But I do feel cold, but maybe I don't. And maybe I'm wrong. And maybe my impulses are wrong. And if my impulses are wrong, I'm wrong. I'm bad.
I can't trust myself. And I can't trust anyone at all.
Yes. And then the fourth one is competence. Can I do it? So then some parents on the continuum do the hyper. Not only can you do it, you're going to be the next president. You're going to be number one. You're going to win every award. And you're just like, oh,
you're
Jesus, the pressure. Because the best thing is its own, for me anyway, it's its own violence, right? And then the other end of the continuum, which is you're good for nothing. You can't. You'll never do this. You know, smirking when you have a dream, all that stuff. Mm. So that's a very crass version of the first 4. So I just think of how complicated it is to even sometimes understand it, let alone to have parents apply it, let alone to have them apply it when they're freaked out and they're wounded and they're in a context where they don't have enough energy.
And know when to apply how do you know what they actually need and want?
The art of parenting and doing it well enough and not thinking that as a parent you have to be perfect. So there's all that.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.